You young men that want skill in wooing, and if you desire to be wed, take counsel of me in your doing, for fear that you might be misled. Do not my kind proffer refuse, for it will never you deceive. We'll show you what women to choose, and what creature you'd best for to leave. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. In the first place I do you advise, take one not too high nor too low, but according to your own size, that you may her qualities know. Take one not too young nor too old, nor one not too fat nor too lean. 'Tis a bad thing to meet with a scold, 'tis worse thing to meet with a queen. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. Take one that is not too proud, nor one that's a dirty foul slut. The one may babble too loud, the other may poison the gut. 'Tis better to wed an honest maid, although she be never so poor, than to wed a rich gossip, 'tis said, if afterwards she should turn whore. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, or she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. A widow whose wealth thus surmount, if that you do marry for gain, she'll call you to double account, and your pleasures will turn to your pain. Besides, she is apt to be jealous, which is the forerunner of strife, as good to be hanged at the gallows as marry with such a cross wife. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. And now in the second place I am purpose for to recite my skill in physiognomy, wherein I will show you a light by the colour of hair on the head, or else by the favour of face, you may know with whom for to wed, and whom you were best to embrace. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. The man that will choose him a mate, by colour of hair or complexion, must choose many ways intricate, lest he be brought under subjection. He must view both her forehead and brow, her cheeks, eyes, nose, and her chin. Good Cupid those things doth allow, when you first to woo her begin. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. All is not gold which glisters, nor is it all lead that looks dull. Fair Venus, the chief of the sisters, made Valiant of husband a gull. So many times beautiful lasses will cheer their poor husbands in scorn, and cunningly break all their glasses, and make them drink out of the horn. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. She that hath her hair of bright yellow and tresses like wires of gold, if she meet with some pretty fellow, her husband may chance be cuckold. And she that by nature's composed of round cherry cheeks and red hair, if she be pink-eyed and long-nosed, believe me, 'tis dangerous wear. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. The brown hair with witty discourse, but commonly for her own ends, I like her a great deal the worse, because she'll dissemble with her friends. A wench with an ash-coloured face, Her actions are often uncivil, her tongue will her husband disgrace, just like the second she-devil. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. The bonny wench with the black brow, oh, she is a good one indeed, for she will be true to her vow. I would we had more of her breed. And thus I have told you my mind concerning physiognomy. I mean no wrong to him unkind, I swear by my honesty. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. Lest I should some female offend, or lay by my pen and rest, whatever in this it is penned, let young men take where it is best. Yet this much I'll speak in regard, and I'll maintain my words in a trice. Some women may well be compared to the best chance or worst of the dice. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. Suppose a young man goes to dice, and do venture his goods and his store. If he can throw sink or a size, the game's his own forevermore. But if his fortune be crossed, that he throws but a deuce or an ace, his goods and his substance is lost, and he's left in a pitiful case. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rallying eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. Suppose in like case if a lad can get him a provident wife, his fortune can never be bad, he's made all the days of his life. But if that dame fortune do frown, that his wife and he cannot agree, he is quite forever cast down, by woeful experience we see. And now, noble young men, adieu, remember the words which I say, this song's like to prove to be true, then buy it and bear it away.